Yeah, no, 100% right. I can't fault my players for effort and commitment, and I think the supporters will truly appreciate that and stay behind the lads. So, yeah, disappointed to lose a game of football tonight, but, you know, we're more than, you know, matched them, and, you know, if we'd have got the pen and a couple of chances that we had, you know, it might have been a different game.
You could see how much it meant to the Hereford players, Rod, at the final whistle there. You didn't want to give up this unbeaten run.
No, we try and get that passion and commitment. You know, it's not easy, coach, but I give credit to everybody in that changing room. They're all on song. They're all trying to do the right things. We pushed four up and pushed Junior Smite win behind to try and, you know, have a last throw of the dice, really. You know, so we went 3-2 and five up front. But just couldn't seem to get that drop, could we?
And would it the pivotal moment been when Harry Pell struck that penalty, which Pidgley saved?
Yeah, I never blame a penalty taker because, you know, I was going to say something, but you've got to have the courage to take it, haven't you? You know, and if he's missed one, he's missed one. So pick it up and go and get the next one. So, no, we don't look at that. But it was a Tom had a blatant penalty before that. It was a 100% penalty. The lads wrapped him round, pulled him down. And again, you know, another poor decision. But, you know, again, on the penalty that we got, why haven't they put the lad? You know, so there's some amazing decisions by the referee tonight. You know, I'm not going to say he's the fault that we've lost a game of football, but sending Justin off as well, you know, it's ridiculous.
It must have been difficult for you as a group of players in the sense that, you know, Newport were 100% record, got the home crowds involved right from the kickoff. Difficult atmosphere, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is coming down here, and this is part and parcel of the league, isn't it? It's a fantastic place to come now. They're a good crowd, you know, they get behind the players, and, you know, but I thought we weathered that in the first 20 minutes. Yeah, we got straight into it, although the lad missed a sitter, didn't he, you know, when Gallows put a back pass short. But other than that, I thought we more than competed.
So first 20 minutes, I thought Tom Nichols showed up really well. You called him Pocket Dynamo. He was certainly getting in there, giving Tony James and Ishmael Yakubu some problems.
Well, he was getting down the sides, you know, but again, I don't think he got the support of the referee in terms of backing him. So, you know, he got away and dragged and pulled and everything like that. But if you don't get that early booking and then someone makes a silly, I think it was Chris Carruthers, and he gets a yellow card. So frustrating this game, isn't it?
And credit to Andy Sandal, he probably won't score a better goal than that, will he?
No. Well, he's got that in his locker. He's got that in his locker. And the minute it come to him about 30 yards out, I'm thinking, oh, no, I know what he can do. He's got a fantastic left foot. We've gone through it in training. You know, we bend him, we flick him. You know, he has got a wand of a left foot. But it happened to be the goal that really, well, it sealed the game because we were chasing then at the end.
Yeah, I'm not saying discount that last goal, the second goal, because that was well finished as well. But I think you'd gamble, do just three at the back.
Yeah, of course you do. You know, I'd rather lose a game of football 2-0 and having a go rather than, you know, just losing 1-0 and wimp off the pitch. But now the players are giving me 100%, and I've said to them and I've praised them. You know, it hurts. Sounds like they've won the league, doesn't it, in there? You know, so they go to Wrexham. If we beat Grimsby, we were right back on their coattails again.
I was going to say, the positive from this would be, you know, you showed character as a group of individuals there.
Yeah, I actually thought we were a good side first. I think we worked hard. We had good shape about us. We broke well. I thought we defended very, very well. Though we rode our luck on a couple of times, but that was end-to-end football. But I think it was a great spectacle for conference football today.
And that would have been, could have been easily been a playoff match the way it was played.
Yeah, it was. It was exciting. It was a local derby, wasn't it? You know, so I think it was more from this end of the woods than ours. But you know, but we got a tough game against Grimsby now, so we need to relax, settle down, have a look at it, and take the positives.
Any injury problems? I think Marley Watkins got a bit of a knock.
Yeah, Marley showed character there, you know, which I've seen many players would have probably limped off at half time, but he carried on. The same with Andy Gallagher, he was struggling right from the start, so he saw their doctor and he wasn't going to play, but he said he'd play on. So I think that just shows the character of the people that we want to bring to the club, and I know the supporters will be 100% fully behind them.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.